Let's talk now about something that's consumed by creatures in the ocean, krill. Antarctic krill, specifically. These are tiny shrimp-like crustaceans, and they're a critical link in the ocean's food chain for whales, penguins, and seals. And there's a growing movement to protect Antarctic krill because krill oil with omega-3 fatty acids is touted as a kind of wonder drug that may help with heart health, cholesterol, even our moods. But as the world's Jason Margolis reports, a group of environmentalists is trying to get the world's largest pharmacy to pull krill oil from its shelves.
Let me give you a sense of just how small krill are.
Each blue whale needs 40 million krill every single day to survive.
That's a lot of krill. Glenn Hurwitz directs the Lifeline Antarctica campaign, a coalition of organizations working to protect the waters surrounding the southern continent.
Our vision is to make the Southern Ocean the last refuge that's free of commercial and military exploitation. Part of that means not sending these huge ships with vacuum cleaners that suck up krill to the Antarctic Ocean.
Krill populations in Antarctica have dropped by 40 to 80% in the past 30 years. It's not just from overfishing. Krill also needs sea ice, which is retreating as the climate warms. With fewer krill, two species of penguins are in rapid decline, and Antarctic blue whales have been pushed closer to extinction. Hurwitz and his coalition are trying to bring attention to this by targeting the world's largest pharmacy, Walgreens, and its omega-3 krill supplements. The group has held meetings with Walgreens executives, picketed stores with people dressed as penguins, and produced adorable krill cartoons. The Save the Krill movement also has a powerful Washington ally, recently retired Congressman Henry Waxman. The Democrat from California, dubbed the Elliot Ness of his party, spent 38 years in Congress taking on big tobacco, big food, and big polluters. Now, he's got Walgreens in his sights.
If countries need to act responsibly, businesses need to act responsibly as well. And the omega-3 supplement can be made without using krill.
Retailers like Whole Foods and Trader Joe's are selling omega-3 supplements made from fish oils and algae. Besides Walgreens, Costco, Walmart, Target, and CVS also sell krill oil. But Waxman says targeting just Walgreens is an old labor strategy. Go after the most influential player.
My father was a member of the Retail Clerks Union, and they would picket only one store, one chain, and then get a contract with all of them.
But is Walgreens feeling the pressure? A company spokesman, Jim Graham, said via email that nobody was available for an interview. He said Walgreens krill products are certified by the Marine Stewardship Council, a nonprofit that works to encourage sustainable fishing. Several leading environmental groups fiercely criticized that certification. It's not hard to understand why Walgreens doesn't want to pull a popular product. The omega-3 supplement business is worth billions. Andrew Hoffman researches business sustainability at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. He says companies try to stay one step ahead of the competition on environmental issues, not two.
You think about it as a wave and it's cresting, and you want to move just ahead of the competition, but you don't want to move too soon if you find yourself out there all by yourself.
On the other hand, if a company catches a wave by itself, by doing something good for the environment, that can send a positive message to customers. Hoffman says judging when to move is more art than science.
I think the key factors are there high visibility players that are calling attention to this issue that will draw media attention? And certainly a U.S. Congress member would drive attention to this issue. In the mere fact that we're having this conversation right now, would it be happening if the congressman wasn't involved? It's a good question.
Of course, many environmentalists aren't concerned about Walgreens' quarterly profits. To them, protecting the planet should be the bottom line. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.